Hello! It is the Rick Emerson radio program live from Portland. It's Thanksgiving. It's Thursday. Thank you for coming along, Rick. Here's a link, and again with the link to the O.J. Simpson book. Here's an important recipe, Rick. I have a feeling this show will be the best show ever, but just in case it's not, here's something to put it over the top. This is a recipe for calf head. It's... I'm reading now. This is from The Joy of Cooking, 1973 edition, reprinted paperback. Four servings of calf head. And then he's just copied this right out of the Joy of Cooking. It says, it's always easy to say, let the butcher prepare, but in this case, it is assumed that the head is skinned and the eyes removed.
Why would you remove the eyes?
The eyes are the best part.
Well, my dad had to eat a goat head before he could marry my mom.
Would you like to know more of the ingredients for cooking a calf head? Split the head the long way so that the brains can be removed. We prefer, and by we, I mean the Joy of Cooking people. Joy, in this case, having a somewhat slightly different definition than traditionally.
Joy's a Viking, by the way.
We prefer to cook the brains, see page 443, and the tongue, see page 446, separately. Scrape away any clots.
Oh. They missed something.
Yeah.
On the brains, you have to remove the larger vein, otherwise you get stuck between your teeth. It's like chewing on gray gristle. It's not any good.
Thank you, Aaron. Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show from the South, our friend CNN radio correspondent, Ed McCarthy, living mellow. Hello, sir. How are you?
Rick, how are you today? Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And to you as well, Ed McCarthy. What's up in the McCarthy household today?
We're just having our dinner here. We're enjoying. We've got a couple of neighbors over from across the street. And we've got the dogs. Apparently, we just sent him out the back to stop the dogs from barking in the back. So we're in good shape.
Excellent. Yeah, I don't know why, but...
Little football, too.
And see, whenever I picture your house, I picture it looking like Hank Hill's neighborhood on King of the Hill. Do you know what I mean? Just sort of rolling lawns and barbecues, as far as the eye can see. I don't know
why.
We
have a few neighbors like that.
That's what I'm saying. So you... Now, let me ask you this. Now, do you do the deep frying of the turkey, or do you use kind of a traditional oven bacon?
We had the traditional... I'll tell you what, let me put the boss on. She'll tell you exactly how
it
went. Hang on a second.
All right.
The boss.
Hello
yes.
There. Hi there.
How are you doing?
I'm Danny.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you as well. Is this Mrs. McCarthy?
Yes, it is.
And
the
how?
Chaffmeister.
The what?
The Chaffmeister.
All right then. And how is Thanksgiving going for y'all? I was asking Ed. You guys don't do the deep frying. Are you more of a traditional?
I do in the oven turkey.
Fantastic.
In the oven. It went in this morning at 7. I've been in the kitchen since 7.
All right. Now, is there now living there in the South? Now, is there any special twist you put on it? Any special ingredient?
I'm a Northerner.
And where are you from originally? If I may ask.
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, I see. So you just
yes, and
so that just means
we've been here for 19 years. So I guess I have a little bit of Southern, but I don't do the Southern cooking.
If you're from New Jersey, does that just mean you beat the turkey to try to make it talk before you
That's
cook it and kill it?
Exactly right.
Excellent.
Exactly right.
Fantastic. How about a?
We had a great dinner. Let me put Ed back on and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
Yes, we do. We beat.
Rick, I got my first holiday card today. Remember we were talking about the holiday versus Christmas controversy?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a couple of minutes where I could read this to you?
Absolutely.
This is a classic. Holiday greetings. Please accept with no obligation, implied or implicit, our best wishes for an environmentally conscious, socially responsible, low-stress, non-addictive, gender-neutral celebration of the winter solstice holiday, practiced with the most enjoyable traditions of the religious persuasion or secular practices of your choice. With respect for the religious secular persuasions and or traditions of others, or their choices not to practice religious or secular traditions at all. May you have a fiscally successful, personally fulfilling, and medically uncomplicated recognition of the onset of the generally accepted calendar year 2007, but not without due respect for the calendars of choice of other cultures whose contributions to society have helped to make America great, not to imply that America is necessarily greater than any other country, and without regard to the race, creed, color, age, physical ability, religious faith, political belief, sexual preferences, or gender identity of the wishee. Now, there's a disclaimer, and it says, by accepting this greeting, you're accepting these terms, This greeting is subject to clarification or withdrawal. It is freely transferable with no alteration to the original greeting. It implies no promise by the wisher to the actual implement of any of the wishes for themselves, herself, himself, itself, or others, and is void where prohibited by law and revocable at the sole discretion of the wisher. The wish is warranted to perform as expected within the usual application of good tidings for a period of 1 year or until the issuance of a subsequent holiday greeting, whichever comes first. The warranty is limited to replacement of this wish or issuance of a new wish at the sole discretion of the wisher.
God bless you. And I, on that note, my friend, happy Thanksgiving to all of us. I don't believe we can top that. All right, my friend, enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving. We will speak to you very soon. Put your feet up, watch a game, and hoist one for all of us here at the Rick Emerson Show.
I certainly will. Thank you, folks.
Thank
happy
you.
Thanksgiving.
Best to your family as well. Thank you, Ed. There you go. CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy in the South. Fantastic. I dig that guy. All right. Let's see here. We got this. This is from, let's see, what the hell. This is from Gordon. Gordon just says, hey, Rick, what time does the heavy drinking start? Anyone?
I don't know.
I don't know. I could go for some right now, but I'm attached to this mic.
Scotty?
Wait.
Just hold on.
Kristen,
let me.
Kristen's
where's my
rum
and the nail?
Kristen's
ale.
Kristen's been drinking everything. I mean,
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except
you're not going to amount to jack squat.
Scotty, please summon him to
Scotty.
Thank you.
Hello, Scotty J. How are you?
It's good.
Doing
all right.
Great.
All right.
Rich.
So what? Okay.
That's it.
You have. By the way, speaking of which, you have the cheeriest and the most chipper voicemail greeting that I have ever heard in my life. I'm gonna actually play. I won't give your number on the air, but let's see.
Got it.
No, hold on. It's Kristen, can you pot down the phone for a second?
Is that wine or champagne?
All right. Do I have to dial 9 on this hotline? I can never remember.
No, I don't
okay.
think so.
Oh, okay. Then let's see here.
Just bring it in, Kristen.
Okay.
Bring in the Romeo.
503?
Yeah.
Bring it in.
Can't okay, why don't you dial in the rest of the number there?
Kristen's bringing in some alcohol.
Okay. Now pop this up. Listen to how chipper Scotty J sounds. This is his actual voicemail greeting. Yeah, don't answer it.
I'm not.
Okay.
No, fine.
Gripping radio right here. The ringing is
the... How many rings do you have?
You've reached Scotty J. Please leave a message. Be sure to return your call just as soon as possible. Have a great day.
Oh, my
There you
gosh.
Go. How great
you
is that?
You are one happy guy.
You really are. Yeah. No one's ever been happier to be Scotty J than
after
you.
I leave this show. I make those recordings.
When your day is done.
That's nice.
All right, so what is that? You, Aaron Geek in the City, Duran is here. Clyde Lewis is here. Scotty J, Kristen from Accounting. Kristen Bowie in for Sarah Dillon. And so now, what are you drinking right there, Aaron?
Oh.
Other than liquid pain, apparently.
It's rum and ale. The same recipe we use during the Wrath of Khan commentary.
It's blue.
Oh,
yeah, it's blue. Yeah.
Fantastic. What is in that?
Well, if you go to geekinthecity.com, you can get the recipe right now. But it is blue curacao, clear, unflavored rum, so no coconut rum, no spiced rum. About half a cup of Everclear.
Yeah.
Well, you got to make it illegal in the Federation, so you got to really up that content.
Excellent.
And then half a bottle of Viso Will. Which I'm sure makes Alex happy then.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, we had that guy the other day that was like, they sell it at the liquor store on 185th and Walker. I use it to burn off the night's booze before I go to work.
They do. There's nothing better than Viso Will and coconut rum.
Excellent.
The only official drink of Viso.
All right, so we got, how much of that did you bring? The Romulan ale for Thanksgiving.
Enough to make you go blind.
It looks like it's in a syrup bottle.
It really, no, it does. It looks like it's in
it's got to be in a space bottle.
No, it kind of looks like the I Dream of Jeannie bottle.
Aqua Velva is what it looks
totally,
like.
Totally, that's exactly what it looks like. You are so
Windex.
Right.
Windex is...
It looks like that, or it looks like that, what was that, they made that different version of Old Spice in like 1989 that was...
High karate.
It was like a...
No?
Yeah. Now, I can smell that from here. That'll peel paint.
It does.
All right. And then we have what? And then Kristen brought some wine as well.
Kristen's got the wine.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Clyde sounds very happy already.
We got to get the bird cake in here.
I am slowing down when I talk. I do not as bearded.
This is...
Burger King.
You kind of sound like L. Ron Hubbard when you talk that way.
Is this L. Ron Hubbard?
If you listen to L. Ron Hubbard, L. Ron Hubbard talks like he's sort of like a 45 being played on 33.
He just sort of has a deep voice like yours in a hood.
He sounds like Imus.
I mean, the trees will set you free.
You're all punks. Every one of you. Okay. This is Imus in the morning. Good morning.
Kristen from accounting's holding the burger cake in front of the window.
Oh, are we? Okay. Well, okay.
Did you reheat it? You reheat it? That's still okay. Bring in the
knife. All right, let's knife.
Bring in. Oh, you got the knife too.
Bring in a knife. Yes.
I have a knife.
To go with all this liquor, bring in a knife, please.
How big is your knife?
No.
Oh. Well, yeah. We got a serrated one because burger cake, it fights back. It doesn't want to be cut.
You can look at mine.
Fantastic. All right. So Kristen from accounting is now entering the studio.
She will be, yes.
She's bringing the burger cake.
Dun, 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 dun.
That is huge.
I know it is. It's beautiful. You got a picture of
this? Okay, now hold on. Where's my phone?
Hold on.
Even Tim, who is a devout vegan and found the whole concept repulsive, he admitted that the burger cake was beautiful.
It does. Aesthetically, it does look very good.
Okay.
All right,
should we all, like, sit here and smile near it? It has its own atmosphere. It's so big.
It has its own gravitational pull.
It has its own pull. All right, hold on. God, so I don't know what's worse, my head or the burger cake.
All right, hold on. All right, 3, 2. All right, there we go. Boy, that is really... Look at that. Look how huge that looks.
Yeah, and my head's pretty big, too.
That is huge.
That is a huge burger.
That really is just massive. I cannot believe this really is the largest burger cake that's ever been made anywhere.
And you're going to eat it.
And you're going to eat pieces of it.
All right.
Pieces of burger cake. Hey, there we go.
We got napkins.
We got to make a jingle for burger cake.
Pieces of burger cake.
All right.
All right. Well, while we're doing this, actually, let's not break quite yet. Do you have Scott, I think we have some calls if you want to go screen those. All right. Should we go ahead and serve this here, or should we take a break? Let's see. What time is it? 1:15? Let's take a break here. Let's get the 20 out of the way. We'll get this 20 break out of the way. We'll come back. We will serve burger cake around the corner. Tim Ryder will come back. We'll go through the Inquirer, and then we'll do the 20 hottest sci-fi babes of all time.
Yeah, I'm curious about this
list. Which I don't agree with, by the way.
Yeah, don't go giving anything away.
I haven't even seen it. I can already guarantee it's flawed.
Don't go.
I didn't write it.
Don't give anything away. We'll do that. We'll come back. It's 503-733-2970. You say there's the Rick Emerson Show on Thanksgiving Thursday. Don't go anywhere. Here's Queen.
Hello there.
Good thing they installed the new guards on the bridges.
Look at this. It's got like the... Look at that.
You can't lick the thing you're cutting it with.
I'm not licking the thing I'm cutting with. I'm spooning the thing I'm cutting it with.
I'm cutting it now anyway.
He's cutting it. No, it's a spoon. It's got crap on it. I'm licking it off. I'm not licking it off.
You might as well just shove it all in your mouth now.
No.
Why?
No.
I don't want it going back on
the whole thing in your mouth.
No.
Take it all.
Shut up.
Put the meat gravy on Tim's workstation.
Oh, that's just cruel.
Sorry.
Hello, it's the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, that PSA you run?
Yeah.
You know what Mr. Tambourine Man is about contacting your heroin dealer?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
It's about a guy trying to get his heroin fixed.
Right. I didn't know that. No. Fantastic. Fantastic, I mean that's terrible. All right. It is Thanksgiving. It's Thursday. We're here with Clyde Lewis, Aaron Geek in the City, Duran,
okay.
Kristen from accounting, a cast of thousands.
Just took my Romulan ale.
Bottle of Romulan ale and a huge burger cake. Let's get hello, our good friend Dante. You're on the radio.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions about burger cake for Clyde.
Yeah. What?
Hey, how's
tonight?
Huh?
We started into grunting.
What's that?
No, I'll speak in your language today.
Okay.
How are you doing?
What's going on, man?
Okay, Clyde, that is the meteor-sized burger cake?
That is a meteor-sized burger cake, yes.
Meteor, yeah.
Okay, and how many people would it take to actually eat that burger cake?
Well, it can serve a family of 8, I think.
So
depends
Clyde,
you've been drinking.
Really. Basically, Clyde and half of one other person.
No, Clyde's been drinking.
No.
Okay, no, Clyde hasn't.
You are Sunday when we work on the Christmas special for Ground Zero. You're making burger cake here in my home.
That's well, we're wearing an apron and nothing else.
No. No, he's not my tambourine man.
Okay. No, we're just cutting up the burger cake right now, and we'll have more burger cakes.
We got. In fact, I wanted to say this now that you mentioned
the situation at the Rose and Raindrop. We do our investigation. I think that we have some lovely ladies. I think Maxine, Debbie, the hot milf, and
they're both hot.
Yeah, Debbie and Maxine both, and Laura Sherman are thinking about making burger cake for the group that's going to do the investigation with Rose and Raindrop. So
plus we got to make our Christmas burger cake still.
You know, I was averse to the idea of burger cake. I was kind of put off by it. The suggestion that a gigantic burger and cakiness just freaked me out.
Mm-hmm.
But now hearing you guys talking, hearing Tim endorse the aesthetics of burger cake,
yes.
I want me some burger cake, damn it.
Okay, I think everyone wants burger cake.
Burger cake's getting away.
He's
still alive.
Ooh, but you know what? This is the best sliced burger cake ever because you're slicing it. Oh,
you know they sell burgers that size in New York for like $50.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Don't say that. I made this up.
Not with cranberries.
Well, no, it's not a burger cake, but they're large burgers.
In New York, you don't get Clyde licking the knife, though. That really is what you're paying for here.
So, yeah.
You're paying meat, though.
You're me going.
You're paying.
Yeah, where did that meat come from? Put that meat back. No, just leave it out. We'll just eat the meat here.
Shove that meat back in there.
That's not meat. That's stuffing, is it?
I can't
tell.
It's all brown. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
That's what people say when they see me. It's all brown.
Okay, let's welcome now Steven. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Watch your fingers, Clyde.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put it there.
Steven.
Hello?
Hi. Hello, Steven.
Hey, what's up?
Steven!
Yeah. Did I win something?
No.
What up?
Okay, and we're done.
Come on, back. It's Turkey Day. Give me something.
Okay. Oh, your call's cutting out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're sorry. We lost you.
No, sorry. Oh,
Ooh, look what I'm doing.
You can't just stick your hand into the cake.
I didn't stick my hand in the cake.
You just put your hand
in the middle of it. I got myself.
No, that was a piece of rogue meat that had fallen.
A bit of rogue meat. Well, it was rogue meat. It was rogue stuffing.
Is rogue meat a porn star?
Rogue meat.
It's a lesser known X-Men.
Rogue Matthews. Rogue meat.
This job calls for rogue meat.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
My meat has been sliced.
We're all sliced up.
Okay.
Rick, do you want to try some burger cake?
Sure.
Ooh, look at that.
Oh.
Okay.
Would
you like a large piece or a smaller piece?
Okay, now stop. Now, here's what you can't do. You can't take
that was more rogue meat.
Okay,
rogue
you
meat.
Can't take a handful of meat and put it into your mouth while you are above the rest of the burger
Kristen
cake.
Oh, Kristen brought plates. Come on in, Kristen. You bring plates and have a piece of burger cake.
For the love of
Welcome,
God.
Welcome, Kristen from accounting, and have burger cake.
What are the forks for? Hi there.
Here's my burger cake.
What are the forks for? What are these strange implements you brought me?
What are these things?
I may be an unfrozen caveman. Okay.
So, everyone's going to try some.
There's some meat on Tim's stool.
Oh, my.
What?
You brushed it up.
No, there really is.
There was some meat on Tim's stool. That's up over there with Jones flavored. They have pea flavored soda now. Have you had that, Jones? Jones sodas now has pea flavored soda.
I think they drink that in Russia. It out this weekend.
It's up there with like beer being pea flavored. What's that?
I heard they have like turkey dinner.
Yeah, they do. But they're just saying that now they've cornered the market on pea flavored sodas.
They really do. It is like a green pea flavored soda.
Have you tried this, Rick?
We'll be trying it this weekend.
They gave us 6-pack of it. The couple though.
The couple lean a lot.
Pea flavored soda.
Yeah, they had. It was the green pea. It was potato, mashed potato, turkey, and cranberry. And they have a dessert pack, which is some kind of pie, a whipped cream one, and like an antacid flavored soda.
Oh, yeah, the antacid one I think Sarah had last year when she was on the.
Tell me that's what the people want.
No, they found a niche. You got to give it to them. They got to, you know.
So let's stop talking. Eat the pea. Eat the burger cake.
Here, let me get Grickus here.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Look at that. Take a picture of the slice. It's enough to make your mouth water. Water.
Getting whiplash from my burp face.
The horrified look on Kristen's face.
I'm
going to
spam out for a while.
Kristen, here's yours, baby.
I have to drive him around the rest
She has to drive me around the rest of the day. Sorry, sweetheart.
The best part, by the way, was when we were during the break.
Oh, man.
As Aaron's pounding down.
Oh, I got crap.
Well,
Why don't you give me one that looks prettier than this?
Well, who should get that one?
I don't know.
Give it to Scotty J.
You're just going
to
eat it. Who cares what it looks like?
I want one that looks good.
It all ends up mixed up in your stomach anyway. The best part was Aaron putting down his fourth cup of Romulan ale during the break and then going, driving home is going to be a lot of fun. Glad the roads are empty.
Maybe I would never do that. No, that would be wrong.
Mailman Chris is having that piece of Burger King.
Do you have a fork?
Yes. Right here.
All right, thank you, sir.
What kind of a man are you? This is a burger. You don't need a fork.
No, you don't eat it with a fork. You eat it with your hands.
No. Let me go get Scotty J. one.
Kristen, would you like Burger King?
I'm vegetarian.
Oh.
You are?
Well, here you go, Clyde.
We're sorry.
More for Clyde.
More for me.
That really is the upshot of everything here. More for Clyde.
You eat it like this. It's the way you're supposed to eat it like this.
Yeah. I'm delicate.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's good. Hey, I got to call you out, too, on something. You said you'd never heard of what ciabatta bread is?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you said, what's a ciabatta burger? Is that like,
from Jack in the Box, yeah.
Is that like ciabatta bread? It's a type of bread, ciabatta bread.
Okay.
But you know Carafe, that place you like?
Yeah.
That's what they serve it on.
Really?
That's the bread, yeah.
Oh, that stuff is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm not really a cultured person.
You've been frozen in a cave somewhere.
That's hard to believe.
You've reanimated your body, and now you are learning.
All right.
Okay.
Too much talking, more eating.
More eating.
No touching.
Okay, so I want you to describe for the audience the taste of this beautiful, fantastic...
You gotta quit sounding so sexual when you talk about it. It's creeping me out. Because whenever you go to talk about the cake, your voice drops.
Hey, somebody had sent me me reading the Necronomicon with porn music underneath me. It was kind of interesting to listen to. Actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
And I called forth.
I love the burger.
I called forth the demon Thoth.
This needs more gravy. It does need more gravy. Yeah. We don't have no gravy on this.
This is a prototype.
I think mustard would work on it too. Don't you think?
No. Mustard with cranberry.
Why not?
A little bitter with the better.
A little bitter with the butter.
Butter.
Isn't it good? I think this is a winning combination. Think Scotty could have some, too? Let's get Scotty some, see if he needs some.
I thought we gave Scotty some.
No, we didn't. I gave Mailman Chris one.
Oh.
Okay, right here. I'll tell you what. I'll bring it in like this. Hold on.
Just shove it in his mouth.
I will.
Be like, here, eat.
Have him come in.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Why don't we have you all kind of either move outside or to the background, and we'll bring Tim Riley in here.
Let's get the meat away from Tim. I do really feel bad about this.
No, seriously, let's make sure that this is a meat-free zone when Tim comes in to do his news here in a moment, because we're moments away from the next update for the ministry.
This is a great burger cake, though.
I'm going to remember this one.
Yeah. That's terrific burger cake.
It'd be humiliating to have burger cake.
All right. Okay. Take it. All right.
No.
Tim, don't look. Tim, don't look. Don't look away.
We're eating meat.
Avert your eyes.
We're eating meat.
As he runs away.
Running away from the meat.
Tim can have the dried onions, though, right?
Yeah, but it's...
Scrape it off.
We should have Clyde pick those out.
It touches meat.
Take that.
And plus, don't they have cheese infused in them or something?
Yeah.
Really, in the future, everything will have cheese infused in them.
Cheese is nature's glue.
Oh, my God.
Well, bacon's nature's candy.
No, it's true. We'll do we'll visit the Ministry of Truth, and then we'll bring Aaron and Clyde back in, and we will talk about the 20 hottest sci-fi babes of all time. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
and the Ministry of Truth, and it's Tim Riley on Thanksgiving.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well, there seems to be a little grease here conducive to... what was once a live walking creature.
I don't know where that came from.
I'm going to try not to touch anything.
I should have hermetically sealed that area first.
Well, our top story this afternoon, Heidi Klum gives birth to a baby seal. German supermarket Heidi Klum has given birth to a child.
It's the worst joke I've ever heard. It's hilarious, though.
And nobody will hear it.
No.
Well, apparently, the singer Seal, who was a one-hit wonder way back, he's singing the Batman theme or something back in the 80s, is the father. This baby's name is Johann Riley Fyodor Tyrannu Samuel. It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 names. It weighs 8 pounds, 11 ounces.
You might as well start beating that kid right now, because as soon as he hits the schoolyard with that name, it's just going to be a pounding every day at recess.
So, according to Seal.com, this statement has been released. To our children, a brother, to our parents, a grandson, to my wife and I, a son, to our family, a blessing.
To the world, bad Seal. Poetry.
He is healthy, beautiful, and looks like his mother.
Well, let's hope so for his sake. For the love of God, Seal really is, he is the painted man. He really is. He's that guy, I mean, God love him. That's where, kids, listen to me now, listen to Uncle Rick. This is why you want to learn to play a musical instrument, so that you can look like that guy and have sex with that woman. That really is. That's your whole goal right there. Go to music class.
So let's reload A, shall we?
I have reloaded Bank A. I am ready.
Let's go to a parade, shall we? Despite wind and rain, spectators at the 80th Annual Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York still had a blast. For instance, Tom from Nebraska said it was wonderful.
Oh, it's the greatest. Just gets you in the holiday spirit and starts off the Christmas season. Nothing like it.
Can you Tom's from Nebraska and therefore a pinhead, though, and easily amused?
Francie is from North Carolina, and she had a wonderful time.
I think this is fantastic. My first time at the parade.
John is from Omaha.
Why don't they have anybody from... they have anybody from an industrialized state here?
No. Oh, it's way more impressive. These floats are so...
As the city's burning.
Seriously, as the city's 300th murder for the year is happening in the background. Oh, fantastic.
Mary likes the balloons.
Does she ever?
Oh, yes. We've gotten really, very close to them, too, so that's really neat.
Good God Almighty.
Well, a church that wanted to do something special for Katrina victims gave a $75,000 home free and clear to a couple who said they were left homeless by the storm. And now, the couple turned around and sold the place without ever moving in and went back to New Orleans.
Fantastic.
Take it up with God, said unrepentant Joshua Johnson. Church members feel they have been abused by a scam artist. Dolores Thompson said... of Memphis? I really didn't like this area. I really didn't. I didn't know anyone, and that's why we decided to move it. Are there any legal problems? No. She refused to comment further and hung up the phone.
Excellent. Where is your house now? All right. Let's do like two more here, and then we will bring Aaron and Clyde back
in. I can't
in.
Look at this counter.
I'm trying to get you away from the meat as fast as possible. Then we'll peruse the Inquirer for everybody this week.
Stay far away from that counter, too.
CBS. Is hailing its YouTube ratings boost. Apparently, they've uploaded 300 clips for people to watch, and they've been viewed 29.2 million times. At the same time, CBS's ratings for David Letterman's talk show rose by 200,000 viewers, a 5% rise. Three clips posted by the network have made YouTube's top 25 most viewed video clips. And a joint statement from the two companies that said while the success of shows on YouTube is not the only sole cause for the rise, both believe they brought a significant new audience of viewers to each broadcast. Kevin Donahue of YouTube says CBS has done a phenomenal job at engaging and interacting with the YouTube community. We're pleased about that. So that's that.
All right, fantastic. There you go, Tim Riley.
Can I get out of here?
Yeah, no. We'll give the counter a good scrubbing before 2 o'clock. Tim Riley will return at the top of the hour from the Ministry of Truth.
Hairbrush here full of meat also. What is that?
Best not to think about it.
All right, let me
meat leave. Comb.
I'll be meat comb.
I'll be back when time permits.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley. Really, Riley.
Oh, I feel so bad.
All right, let's welcome. All right, thank you. Boy, he just couldn't wait to get out of here. It is Thanksgiving. Tim Riley returns at 2 o'clock from the Ministry of Truth. Let's now welcome Aaron Geek in the City Duran and Clyde Lewis from ClydeLewis.com, who will now re-enter the studio.
Welcome.
How you doing?
All right. Burger King broke the plate.
I'm sorry?
That's yours.
Burger King broke the plate. Burger cake broke the plate. We walked outside, and the remaining pieces of burger cake. You tell a story.
Yeah, the cake. The weight of the burger, the meat was so thick it cracked the plate in half. Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Just imagine what it's doing to your stomach.
Oh, God. I
can't even fathom the number of calories that are in this.
Don't.
No, I mean, it's just...
Well, no, it's made with turkey.
Turkey.
Okay. It's turkey.
Right.
It's better for you.
The burger is the one that scares you, because it's a little burger. It's more of a burger.
Hold on. Keep talking.
Okay.
Can I read the Inquirer while I'm eating?
Yeah, seriously.
Let's read the Inquirer.
There's a... let's see if I... Kirsten, in there, there's something. It's called A News Bed. I think it's a hotkey. It's called... or A News Pile, rather.
Okay.
If you find A News Pile, I got to...
Is that your second piece?
I got to get to... thank you. All right. I got to get to this because if I don't, the week is going to be over, and then I'm going to be a whole week behind in terms of Inquirer news.
So I got to push up?
What?
So I got to push up?
You're not... No. You're not Sarah. You can't demand any push-ups.
Sarah gave Kristen power, though.
Yeah?
Come on, Kristen, please. I gave you some of my ramen in the mail.
I'm busy I'm busy reading.
I'll let him finish his burger cake. Thank at least.
Man, it's so good.
All right. It's time for another exciting installment of We Read the Inquirer, so you don't have to. Slurping and smacking noises in the background are those of Aaron and Clyde. All right.
Burger.
All right.
Let's see here.
Daniel Baldwin's sad spiral into drug oblivion. Bad boy actor Daniel Baldwin has become a one-man crime wave. Police, and he looks bad, man. He looks really, he looks like full-on homeless, and he looks as though he's covered in some kind of scabies. Police busted the drug-plagued homicide star on November 7th for allegedly driving a stolen vehicle in drug possession, and it can add those problems to run-ins with the law this year that include cocaine possession, reckless driving charges, and being the least talented of all the brothers. If he keeps on smoking crack and partying out of control, he'll be another Hollywood casualty in no time, warned a friend of the 46-year-old actor. He wasn't the one that did Biodome, was he?
I think so. He's the fat Baldwin, right?
Well, they're all... That's a relative statement. Have you seen Alec lately?
Yeah.
Yeah. Daniel, the second oldest of the Baldwin brothers, was caught by cops at the seedy Santa Monica Hotel trying to drive off in a car he stole from a friend. That's friendship right there. That's love. Police searched his room and said they found narcotics and drug paraphernalia. When they arrested him, the cops had 20 guns drawn on him. They meant business, said Michael Prisco, a buddy of Baldwin's. He asked his friend to drop the charges. The friend declined to do that. So there you go. Where's my with the whole? I got to find this. The one I wanted to read is the... I got this thing about Brittany and Kevin that I have the... Where the hell did I put my Rachel Ray story? Man, hold on.
You know, she can drop K-Fat and become Clyde Fat with Burger Cake.
Clyde Fat with Burger Cake.
With Burger Cake.
All right.
Come here, Brittany. Got
She'll be
for
rich
you.
In Burger Cake.
Rachel Ray's...
my meat.
Your Burger Cake.
My right. Burger Cake.
Your yeah. Meat Cake.
My yes. Meat Cake.
All right. Rachel Ray's secret pain as husband caught cheating. This is the best story, by the way. This is the best story you're going to hear all week. Rachel Ray's husband has been caught cheating on her, the Inquirer has learned, in a world-exclusive interview with the other woman. The husband of popular chef and TV talk show host Rachel Ray has been having an affair since the start of his marriage, says Janine Walls, 30, of Boynton Beach, Florida. In one of the most bizarre celebrity cheating scandals ever, Janine says that Rachel's husband pays her to...
get lost.
Spit on him.
Oof.
And commit other degrading acts that are too graphic to be described. Rachel's hubby John Cusimano started the twisted affair more than 5 years ago, said the woman, and continued it even after he married the Emmy-winning TV cooking queen in September 2005. Janine says the Inquirer tells the Inquirer rather their secret trysts. Never involved with
more Burger Cake for you, man.
You're cut off.
Never involved what most people consider normal sex. According to Walls, Cusimano, a 39-year-old lawyer and musician, paid her to spit in his face and then rub it in with her bare feet while he was undressed. John told me his spitting fetish dated back to high school, Walls told the Inquirer. He said he was crazy about a girl, but when he approached her, she spit right in his face. Ever since then, he gets really turned on about the idea of women spitting right onto his face. I've seen him leave a hotel... covered in spit, not even wiping it off, and get into a taxi to go home. As for his wife, I'm sure Rachel doesn't know what to think about this. The strange relationship began when Cusimano met Janine and some of her friends outside a popular lesbian bar in New York's West Village in 2000. John said, quote, I want you to do me an odd favor. I'll pay you $20 to spit on my face, says Janine. Who passed a...
spit on my face and tell me that you love me. I'll spit in your face and tell you I love you too.
Yes.
I love to hear you.
Oralize when you saliva my thighs. You loogie away.
There we go. It was like an obvious joke.
I was waiting for the handoff. At first, I didn't want to do it.
With me, Clyde.
Doing well.
Good.
But eventually, all four of us, that is her and her three girlfriends, all did it. He took pictures of us doing it. I gave John my email address, and he started emailing me. It became a regular thing to call him up and spit on him anytime I needed money.
Wait a minute. This guy got four lesbians?
To spit on him.
Well, I mean, yeah, good for him. That's a feather in the cap.
Well, you know, it's a step in the right direction. It's a foot in the door.
Better than I could do.
The two men met for dozens of sessions at New York hotels at the Greenwich Village apartment and friends. I'd go to John's apartment, sometimes with friends. He'd lie down on the floor and we'd rub our bare feet on his face and then stand over him and drool, says Waltz.
You think he tells him to eat certain things before?
I wonder how many times Rachel spit in his food. That'd be good.
He paid me $20 every time I'd...
spit in his face.
Drool. Drool on his face. When I moved to New York, I virtually supported myself by spitting on him. I swear to God, it says. But there was never any actual sex involved. We never even kissed. He once offered me $1,200 to perform a kinky sex act on him, but I refused. In 2003, 3 years into their unusual affair, Cusimano started dating Rachel Ray, who's now a one-woman conglomerate and a rising superstar with a daytime talk show. Once I asked him what he'd do if Rachel ever found the pictures he took of me and my friends spitting on him. He said, "I threw those away, baby." Walls moved to Florida in 2003, but when she goes back to New York, she often still gets together for her bizarre sessions with Cusimano, even though he's married. So there you go.
I'd do that.
Oh, I would totally do that.
If someone paid
me, I'll give you $100 to spit on me.
All right. Whatever.
It's just like the foot fetish models.
Spitting on the dunk with a whore.
No, you have to stop that. Thank you. All right, there you go. There's the there's your inquiry. There's
a line, Clyde.
There's a line.
There's a line.
I'm sorry.
All right. So the burger cake, I think, is a big hit.
It's a hit.
I know it.
I want some more, but it's out there.
I really am a big fan. We have some emails here. Somebody said, where did it go? Burger cake sounds like the trashiest food in the history of the world. Well done. You set a new standard. It's not the trashiest thing ever. But, I mean, it's pretty... It's not trashy. I mean, here's the thing. If it wasn't called burger cake, if you had some name for this that was like French with an accent mark on it or something.
Oh, totally. This is something, if they change a name, give it an accent, and serve it at City Grill, they charge $50 a plate for it.
It's a burger cake.
It makes a lot more sense when you see the burger cake, though.
It really is. I mean, it is something that is both groundbreaking and obvious.
Yes.
So well done. All right, congratulations.
It's a man's cake.
My own cake. It's a man's cake.
It's a man's cake, and I don't know what to say more about it. Do you have any slogans for it, Aaron?
Now there's something beefier. Burger cake.
We had to think of like jingles or ways to sell it. Like, we put food on your family, burger cake, something like that.
Something. All right, I'll make a note of myself next week.
Slogans for burger cake, because we're hunting high and low for the best slogan for burger. Tell you what, we ought to make it a contest or something. Where if you give us the slogan for burger cake, Aaron and I will show up at your house. We will take over your apartment.
We will bake you a burger cake.
And we'll bake you a burger cake.
Who could turn down such an offer? Who could possibly find a better way to spend the night?
We'll drink Romulan ale and Star Trek, and we will bake burger cake and get drunk.
Really, you're going to offer to steam clean everything once you're done?
Man, of all the times I miss Phil Hendry, now I miss him the most, you know?
Clyde, up the West Hills.
Totally.
He's going to put your burger in your mouth.
All right, we're going to take a break now. This is a good time to break. We'll come back. We'll have a little more from Tim Riley at the top of the hour, and we will talk about the 20 hottest sci-fi babes of all time with Aaron Geek in the City Duran and Clyde Lewis, creator of Burger Cake. What else? We've also got the George W. Bush Weekly radio address courtesy of The Onion. You stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
Holy dive, you've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me? Ride the tiger, you can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you see?